When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Welcome on into the Locker Room Show here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. A brutal one for the black and gold, falling 34-0 at Green Bay. We're going to check back in now with Deuce McAllister, get the final update on injuries in this matchup. What you got, Deuce?
Here's the LCMC Health Update. LCMC Health, 8 hospitals, 1 promise of keeping you well. Leaving the game was Lucas Patrick with a knee injury, Eric McCoy with an elbow injury, and Dante Pettis, I don't know, he limped off the field. Don't have an official designation for him. Left the game. Those were the players that were not able to either got banged up or were not able to complete the game. And that is your LCMC Health Update.
From the start of this game, Deuce, it was an ugly matchup for this black and gold bunch that was just depleted with injuries, and it really showed up in a matchup against a truly superior squad.
Well, I mean, you got to execute. And so, you know, when you have not only in the neutral zone on third down to make it third and short, had some false starts, fourth down there, you get close, you're going for it, then you have a false start or you let the play clock kind of run down, it hurts you. And so not that you had to play perfect, but you had to play close to it, and when you don't, it just snowballed on you. And so even with your healthy guys, I don't know if you win this game. And so that just tells you, you know, from a disparity standpoint where you are. This team is playing well. I mean, the Packers are playing really, really well. And so you knew that you had to create some turnovers. You did not cause any. I think they were 3-for-3 on fourth down, on short yardage early on third down. You know, they were probably perfect in the first half, particularly on third and short situations. And so they put you behind the chains 21 early to nothing. Right there before the half, you had an opportunity to get some points. Did not execute it well. One of the reasons the clock stopped initially was because it was a fumble and they ruled it out of bounds, but you can't fumble the ball forward. And so the Saints, I think, lost 22 seconds once we huddled up and not realizing that the game clock was running, because right there by their sideline, the refs blew it dead. And so, you know, just poor clock management there in that situation. You took a sack as well. So you don't even get a chance to kick the field goal. And then you're down driving again. You get in the red zone or high red. You have the interception on the leak pass. And that was one where the quarterback will tell you, hey, look, I probably should have just took the flat instead. And so, you know, it's tough. You know, and when you're on the road playing a really, really good team, you've got to limit them. I think they were 4-for-4 in the red zone, and you didn't get a chance to get in the red zone. So that kind of tells you all you need to know.
Another tough one for this squad, Deuce, was on defense. It seemed like a lot of missed tackles again, something we've seen this season, unfortunately popping its head up again in this matchup.
Well, you knew that was probably going to be the case where you had to tackle. I mean, just because of the elements, they like to run the ball. And, you know, once they got ahead, they were going to stick with the run. They hit you inside. They get you a couple times with reverses and jet sweeps. And, you know, we just didn't tackle well. We didn't tackle well at all. And that was been an issue early in the season and popped back up. And, you know, I don't want to say it's all effort, because it's more than effort. You got to have a little form. But too many times we were the recipient of the hit instead of being able to deliver the hit.
As a team, Deuce, after this shutout on Monday Night Football, you got a short week. How do you regroup as a squad going into a matchup against a Las Vegas Raiders squad now? Obviously, having struggles again also this year with them. But overall, this Saints squad really has to focus on themselves. We're going to hear probably a ton this week going into the game. But how does a team regroup after getting decimated like this on the primetime stage?
Well, you had a 3-game season regardless. I mean, whether you won this game or not, it wasn't going to be all of a sudden you had newfound energy. You were going to have to go out and compete. You were going to have to play. And so I think those guys want to go out and prove and show that they're a better squad than they performed and showed tonight, you know, on a primetime stage. None of that really matters. It's about the guys in that locker room understanding and knowing, hey, I want to prove, I want to show that I'm a better player than what I showed just a couple nights ago. And so that's really what it's about. Even before the game, that's what it was always going to be about. I mean, because you knew it was a short week before the game. And so from that standpoint, how can I go out and how can I go and show and prove whether I played good or whether I played bad, that I can back it up, you know, in a couple games?
Always enjoy hearing you and Hoss on the call, at least. Deuce, that was my highlight of the game. Thanks so much, and have a happy holidays, man.
You as well.